Welcome to the exclusive podcast of the Potomac Patriots. This is Patriots Playback, presented by Cross Ice Feed. We go now to your hosts, David Stearns and Brian Trent.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Patriots Playback. I'm David Stearns. Joined with me is Brian Schrems. Schrems, we got a new season on the horizon. The Potomac Patriots will be starting things out up in New Jersey at the Hitman Showcase. A new league and a new season ahead. Schrems, what do we got to look forward here? I mean, we talked with Coach R.J. Ziegler about things, but what do you think is going to come about this season after pretty much what we've been told?
I like the idea of using that first year to get an idea of what is to be expected. They jumped into the league last year for the first time. We saw glimpses of it throughout the season, and you know it was a disappointing end of the season for sure. But picking up those pieces here and there, you got a sense that the team is truly talented, and the players and the coaching staff know what they need to do to get the job done. And I don't know, I have a funny feeling that it's coming together this year. They have the right combination of players. They brought in some players. Having that year under your belt, you understand that the expectations of the league may be a little bit different, size-wise, speed-wise, things like that. I don't know, I got a feeling that we're going to see a completely different Patriots team this year.
Yeah, you know, the out-of-interview comments that we had, you know, in the conversation with Coach Ziegler, you know, a couple weeks ago, talking about the roster that he has and the roster that he's expecting to have, considering the fact that at that time he was still looking for, you know, what players he was going to have, you know, sign on the dotted line, if you will. The 50% retention, you know, 50% usually stay, and then, you know, obviously the other half of either, you know, met their final year and junior eligibility and move on to, you know, go on and lead productive lives in the workforce or go on to college or what have you. Or some players look to move on to higher tier teams or just commit right directly into college. So this year's roster, I mean, I'm very interested to see what this year's roster is going to look like. I mean, it looks good on paper, as you say, and I definitely think that building off of last year being, you know, in a new league, what it was for that team in their inaugural year last year, this year being the USPHL Elite, I think that this team is going to be a very exciting team from what we've heard and what we've seen. So why don't we just take it right into the interview with Coach Ziegler and see what he had to say about this coming season. All right, we're joined now with General Manager of the USPHL Empire and Elite Division teams of the Potomac Patriots and the head coach of the Elite team at the Potomac Patriots. It's R.J. Ziegler. R.J., how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Doing good.
So, Coach, we got a new season on the horizon here, and we got a showcase coming up against the Hitmen. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the team that you guys have. You have a finalized roster going into this showcase with the Hitmen. Talk a little bit about the additions you have this year and maybe some of the significant subtractions compared to last year's roster.
To start off, I'd actually say that we're not quite finalized yet. I think that we're in the same position that a lot of teams are, where we're still in talks with a lot of guys that we've met over the course of the offseason that are currently skating with NA teams, and they're, you know, seeing if they stick or if they get released. Should they get released, then they have to evaluate their options at Tier 3 level and see which program would fit them well. And we have a few guys that have pretty much verbally committed that they'd be interested in coming to us should they not stick with their various NA teams. So that being said, we're still very close. We're running with three goalies and 18 skaters right now for the top team, and we're running with three goalies and 18 skaters on the second team. So basically we're only looking to bring in two to four more guys, and that would complete our roster.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Schrems.
Yeah, I was going to jump in here. Coach, last year we saw kind of a platoon style with respect to your goaltenders, Justin Moyer and with a little bit of Flores sprinkled in there once in a while. But going forward this year, I know you mentioned we met with you the last time. A new gentleman named Philip Parks is going to be competing with Dustin Moyer for a starting spot. Are you looking to platoon your tenders again, or are you looking for a bona fide starter this year?
That's going to depend on their play.
Yeah,
you know, I think any goalie, any coach, when he, you know, is referencing goalies, he's going to play the guy that's getting the job done. You know, we'll give equal opportunity here early. We'll see who gives the team the better opportunity to win games, and then we'll go from there.
All right, now, RJ, talk a little bit about some of these key players that you have brought into the system this year. I mean, obviously we talk about the returns of players like Carr and Gross and Gray and Pouliot and especially Cameron Smith in the mix here, and then Howland coming back. What about some of the new names that people may not be familiar with? Who have you brought in this year?
Well, I definitely, you know, I agree with you. The a lot of the strength that we have is a lot of the players that we've brought back were key players last year. So it's good to have that to build on. And, you know, getting guys like Chris Howland, who played with us for a year, went and played for Robert Morris for a year, and then has chosen to come back and play some more juniors. Chris is a huge addition, not just because of what he's able to do on the ice, but he's an incredibly gifted leader off the ice as well. He commands the respect of his teammates. He's a very mature individual, far beyond his years. He has been since I met him a few years ago. So he's a huge addition. We brought in a guy, Jake Wensley, a forward. He's 6'3", 210, I think. Played for the Middlesex Islanders in the EJ last year. He's going to look to get top 6 minutes for us this year up front. That was definitely a big one. I brought in a kid by the name of Connor Ackerman. From the Pittsburgh area, physical, fast player. I think he'll help out. Tyler Nolan moves up from the Empire team. He played a lot this summer. He did a lot of work off the ice. He did a lot to try to put himself in a position where he can not only make our top team, which he did, but be a contributor as well. Another guy that we get back who took a season off from hockey last year is Logan Nasser. Logan Nasser is another big guy. He's almost size-wise, he's almost a twin to Joe Pouliot. He's a big power forward, and he loves to rough it up, and he loves to mix things up. So we got a lot bigger up front. I think that's something that we looked to address at the end of last season because of our youth and inability to play physically with every team that we skated with last year. And I think this year we're in a much better position to not have that be a problem.
And I'll jump in for one more question. Coach, I'm looking at your active roster right now. It shows 4 active defensemen, 3 of which were not with the team last year. Puts a lot of pressure on Ian Edgington, who, in our opinion, was probably one of the smartest defenders we saw on your team last year. Liked to control the ice and seemed fairly responsible on the back end. What are you looking for out of your defenders this year? Is Edgington the go-to guy in terms of leadership, or are you bringing up 2 more guys that we've seen in the system before?
That active roster that you're looking at isn't going to show everything. For example, our import players probably are not showing as active just yet. We have a Swedish defenseman named Jonas Glatt and a French-Canadian defenseman named Samuel Fournier. Those two are both battling for the last import spot on our top team. Jonas will start there to begin the season, so up at the Hitmen Showcase this weekend, Jonas will be there. Jonas is a very offensively gifted kid. He's younger. He's 96, but he loves to play. He's got great offensive ability, very good shot, sees the ice extremely well, stick handles well. When he moves up the ice, his head's up. You know, he's surveying all of his options. You know, our job this year will be to put some size on him and try to prepare him for, you know, his future with hockey. So he's a big pickup. We picked up a couple kids from one state north of us, Adam Natowski and James Thayer. They're both very talented players. Natowski is a great, great player offensively. I think he's going to be, you know, he'll be a guy. Those two play together, and they kind of complement each other's styles. Thayer's a little bit more of a stay-home, physical shot-blocking defenseman. Natowski can jump up, be a part of the offense. He'll probably see power play time. So they work real well. And then we also picked up an Ashburn defenseman that played on the Ashburn U18 team that won nationals last year, named Justin Mendoza. Mendoza, I guess if I would compare him to somebody that we've had in the past, something like a Peter Veltri. He's pretty much an all-around good player. He's not overly physical, but he can be physical when he needs to be. I'd say he's just a real solid top 4D for us. And the other returner that you didn't have on there is Carter Schultz. We have Carter back as well.
Oh, great.
So right now we're running with 6 defensemen, and not to name names, but we did have a defenseman from our team from last year that chose to try to go play up north at a prep school. Has not enjoyed his experience, and I think he's getting ready to pack it up and come on back. So that would put another defenseman on our chart. And we had another defenseman from that U18 team from Nationals, that Ashburn team, that came and did a little tryout skate with us last night, and he's coming again tonight. So we'll be looking to get up to our 8 defensemen here pretty shortly.
Sounds like you guys bulked up a bit in the offseason here.
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, I think last year was our first year playing at this level. We went in thinking that we had a lot of talent, and I still believe that we did. What we lacked was everything just coming together, chemistry. I think we needed a little bit more leadership out of the players. And I think this year it's something that we really don't look to be lacking. Adding Howland was great. Alex Gross has really become quite a leader on the ice and in practice and everything. Anybody that knows Alex knows that he's got so much potential, and it's just everyone's waiting for it to kind of come together. And I really think that this season could be the year that it does for him. He stayed very focused in the off season. He worked hard, and he wants a leadership role on this team. And as of now, he's done everything to be one of the leaders. And Nick Ray has really stepped up in the same role. So, I think that we have that leadership, and hopefully it all comes together this time.
All right. Now, looking ahead at this upcoming showcase, I'm not sure if there's a scheduling error or what it is on the website with the Jersey Hitmen, but so far it looks like you guys have Syracuse and Rochester to start things out, and then you guys kind of jump to Portland. But after that, who else are you expecting to see in this showcase? Because I think there's some confusion. All right, Springfield, and then they also have you lined up here with an overlapping time slot, it looks, with the Portland Pirates and Islanders Hockey Club. But, I think that might be just an error. It might be the other – it might be the Empire team that's supposed to be set for that Islanders game. So you are seeing the Portland Pirates to finish out?
I don't remember the order off the top of my head and what we're doing, but my understanding is the 4 teams that we're seeing are Syracuse, Portland, Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And Springfield.
Okay. All right. So what is your expectations up against these 4 teams with the squad that you have currently?
Well, it's very, very difficult to know what to expect until you see teams skate.
Right.
You can look on paper, you can see where guys used to skate in the past. I don't think, what people have done in the past on different teams is necessarily the greatest way to try to expect what you're going to see. All we can really do is prepare ourselves, get our guys in the right frame of mind to go out and make sure that we do everything that we want to do properly and kind of let everything fall in place from there. Historically, Syracuse, Don Kiernan runs a great program. So, we've got to expect that Syracuse is going to be a good program. We know that a couple of weeks ago, the Springfield Picks, their top team is their elite team. They don't have a premier team, so we're going to see all the best kids in that organization as well, just like Syracuse. Springfield only lost to the Johnstown Tomahawks of the NA by 2 goals a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago.
Wow.
So I've got to imagine that they're going to be pretty skilled. Portland is a very deep program, so they're definitely not going to be anyone to look past. And Rochester, once again, same thing. So I think that's kind of the strength of our league, is that everybody that is in it should be able to field a quality program that is going to offer high-level hockey and, give scouts for colleges and higher-level junior programs something that they want to see to find future players.
Now, real briefly, that reminds me, Can you talk to us a little bit about, I know this is maybe a little dated, but it's still kind of recent, Cameron Smith, he'll be seeing his last year, from what I understand, as, with the Potomac Patriots as he's accepted to go to Dartmouth. Talk a little bit about Cameron Smith and that choice and, I guess, that success in the scouting there.
Yeah, Cameron, one of the hardest-working kids I've ever seen, and every time he would suffer what some would consider a setback, he would work even harder. And he, and even when you would expect some kids to feel a sense of accomplishment and maybe take a rest from all the work, it's not that way. He's now working even harder, and he's already setting his goals even higher. He did get the first Division I NCAA college commit in Patriots history, directly from the Patriots. And as a matter of fact, the way it was timed, it also happened to be the first NCAA Division I commit in USPHL history. So since the league was newly formed, he happened to be the first one in our league to commit to an NCAA school, so that's pretty cool too. But, you know, he's the type of kid. A week after training camp, his family had a vacation scheduled, went to the beach, and he was on the beach doing agility, plyometric drills, anything he could to try to stay, you know, in shape and to continue to gain strength. And he looked at it as an opportunity for cross training.
Yeah,
that's the type of kid that Cameron Smith is. And you know, we're lucky to have him as part of the program. The great thing is that he still feels lucky to be here as well. Not the type of kid that feels like he's, you know, on a different level now or anything. He hasn't, you know, demonstrated any characteristics different from last year. If anything, it's just an even harder work ethic.
All right. Well, Shrems, you got anything else on the Elite team? I do want to jump in just a little bit to talk a little bit about the Empire team, if you don't mind, RJ, just to kind of get a sense of where this team's headed. Shrems, you got anything else?
No, we can jump to Empire for sure.
All right, RJ, what does the Empire team look like? I mean, we're going to talk maybe in the future with Coach Little and Coach Sherman, but what can you tell us about what you've seen so far?
Well, in training camp, we had several guys kind of make an impression on us that, you know, showed us a lot of potential for the future. We do have some pretty young kids on the Empire team, but I think that kind of league-wide, it seems to be a trend. In goal, we brought back, we have a 93 that we signed that has some experience playing for another area program, and he's going to play his last year with us. The maturity, I think, should help with the goaltending core there. Ryan Fremenin comes from Ashburn, hardworking kid, you know, should challenge for some time. And Derek Guzik, you know, he's probably one of the hardest working kids in our program. I don't think there was a week this year that he wasn't doing something to try to improve his game and take it to the next level. And I think the first step for Derek is he wants to grab that starting role for the Empire team. And then from there, he's going to set his sights on trying to work his way up. And that's what we need. If for any position, it's for players to, you know, be working that hard, that they're really nipping at the heels of the guys in front of them and keeping them working as well. So Derek really sets that tone for the whole program. So it's a great thing to have. Defensively, a couple notables. Ludeman is a player that I've also compared to Peter Beltre, though he's significantly younger. He came to us from Prince William. He's a great kid, not the biggest kid in the world. Plays the body extremely well in respect to positioning and knowing when he's going to try to throw the body and when he's going to just try to, you know, angle people off, sees the ice really well, skates well. He's got a lot of, you know, a lot of talent and a lot of ability, and he's a great kid. Alex Groner is a 97 birth year defenseman, huge kid. He's like 6'2", 6'3". You know, he's been working real hard in the offseason to put some weight on, and I think that as he gets a little bigger and stronger, he's really going to start fitting into the league well and be an impact player. He came to us from Ashburn. Steven Gerke is a speedy forward who I think is going to, you know, challenge the returner Jack Strikers you know, the scoring title this year. That's a bold prediction right away before we play the game. But I think a lot of this kid sees the ice really well, got a nose for the net, just does a lot of little things that you can see. He really understands goal scoring. So we're excited to have him. He played fantastic with Cameron Smith, actually, in the blue-white game at the end of training camp. So, you know, I think that definitely helped, and it gave him a lot of confidence. But he was also one of the ones that was here every week doing off-ice and working with the Sharks strength and conditioning coach. And, you know, he was just doing everything he possibly could to be an impact this year. So that was a good deal. And then we have returners, Jack Stryker, Riley Wanna, Micah DeVal. I mean, you know, we've got some key guys returning to kind of lead the way. And, you know, I think that the team, Coach Little feels the same way, that this team's a much more competitive team. And, you know, we'll keep pushing them and giving them everything we can to try to help them be successful.
All right.
You mentioned earlier that Tyler Nolan was headed up to the Elite League. Are there any other players of consideration? Do you treat Empire kind of like a tryout for these Empire players to, you know, show off what they have and potentially get that call up at some point, whether it be some point this year because of injuries or next year to fill a roster spot? Obviously, you guys are watching, but what are you guys thinking in terms of keeping these guys in the system?
So Michael Santiago is also starting with us on our top team this year. Mm-hmm. If anybody remembers Michael, 96th birth year, big forward.
Oh, yeah.
Suffered a broken clavicle in Atlanta last year, and I think that really set him back. But he came back late in the season, and he started playing again, and, you know, he's a player that's got lots of potential. He's got the size to be an effective player, and he's a great kid. So we liked what we saw from him at training camp, and we've given him an opportunity to start with the top team and see what he can do. Part of the reason that we were only taking 22 to 23 guys this year is when you have 25-man rosters, it starts to get pretty difficult to move guys up and down with a purpose. You know, you could take a guy who is playing fantastic on the Empire team and move him to the top team. But if you do that and you don't have somebody in his role, like a position open with what he's good at, it's almost ineffective, and you're actually, you know, you're going to be preventing him from continuing to advance as a player. So by having a few less guys, it's a possibility that roles open up a little bit more and we can start to try to allow guys to get some time. You know, we have another new player that I failed to mention that's got a lot of potential. Trey Purden comes to us from Houston. He's starting on the Empire team. But I mean, top of my head, I would imagine that, you know, he's going to probably be the next guy that gets that chance to come up and see what he can do with our top team. He's a bigger kid, too, works really hard. So, you know, this way, having 22 guys on a roster makes it much easier to really reward those guys for their hard work on that Empire team. You know, Jack Stryker is another guy that if he can put some weight on and, you know, show that maturity that I see coming around, then I think he could see some time up as well.
All right. I got nothing else. Shrems, you got anything?
No, we're good. We've exhausted him just about everything that we could.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you figure the first interview of the season is going to be the longest, try to catch everything up. But, you know, yeah. RJ, do you got anything else to fill in here?
No, I appreciate your guys' time. And, you know, our first home game is a week from Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, 5:30 p.m. Elite plays and 8 p.m. Empire plays. So anybody in the area... Anybody on the area, come on out.
All right. That is at the Prince William Ice Center in Woodbridge, Virginia, next weekend against the Atlanta Junior Knights. Am I correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, it's certainly always a great contest against Atlanta, who have always been a powerhouse in the past, but we'll see how the Potomac Patriots handle them this year. Thanks for stopping by, RJ, and we'll talk after this showcase.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is head coach of the Elite team, RJ Ziegler, and GM of both the Empire and Elite teams as well. So quite some interesting things there from Coach Ziegler. Definitely really excited now after hearing him talk about, you know, the rosters that he has here, you know, building off of what he had from last year, those core group of players that he has on his team, and then also looking at some of the players he's brought up from his Empire squad from last year and the opportunities for those to grow into an elite team position out of that Empire team that's there right now.
Right. Tyler Nolan, Michael Santiago will be joining the elite team this year. And we saw them a lot last year with the Empire. We called their name quite a bit, so it's obviously a good sign. I like how the scouting seems to have been stepped up a notch. We got players coming in from all over the country, plucked a guy out of Canada. It seems like within just a summer, the reputation of this team as to where it's going is greatly jumped several calibers.
Yeah, I definitely think that this team is going to impress us right off the get. I mean, first weekend is going to be definitely a challenge. Atlanta Junior Knights, of course, past champions in years past, they are definitely the team to beat when you go toe-to-toe with them during the regular season, and especially if you come up against them in the playoffs. So Atlanta Junior Knights to start, I'm excited to see that, in the first weekend at home next week at the Prince William Ice Center. But this showcase up in New Jersey should definitely be telling, going up against the talent like that of Syracuse and Rochester and Springfield and Portland. So, I mean, a few of those teams I've seen in the past, and, obviously RJ's familiar with this organization or the organizations that they're about to go toe-to-toe with. But as far as the season schedule goes, one thing I didn't talk to RJ about, and I want to talk to you about it a little bit, the home schedule, last year we had this issue where the home schedule was split, really, right down the middle, where the beginning of the season was home heavy and the end of the season was home heavy and a lot of road games in between, and then also some 2 to 3 week breaks between game weekends on the road. This year, it looks to be shaping up a little bit differently, though there is a bit of a gap in December and January, no home games there at all. But I think they're looking to fill with some exhibition games, kind of familiar similar rather to what they did last year, plugging a game against George Mason University, and maybe they'll have something set up like that this year. But what do you think about the schedule this coming season?
I know we do take 2 months off from doing a broadcast. I don't care for that one bit. It gets you out of touch with that team from a broadcasting perspective. You lose all insight into statistics and players and things like that. You got to catch yourself back up. So from our perspective, it's not what we're looking to do.
Right.
And I figure from a player's perspective, there's something about being at home. And we saw a fairly decent turnout for most of the games last year.
Oh yeah.
Just having that home crowd with you, just having the atmosphere in your favor, is huge. And when you spend the first half of your season at home, and then all of a sudden you're gone for, a month and a half, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
it's deflating. It takes a toll on the players. They have to pack up, get on a bus, go play somewhere else, come home, and do it all again the following weekend. You look for a favorable travel schedule for sure. If it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards. It's one more thing that they're going to have to deal with this year.
I guess sprinkling in the showcases in various points of the season is a good, healthy thing. Like, you get one at the beginning, you get one in the middle, you get one at the end. But one thing I am excited about is this showcase that the Patriots are hosting this year.
Yeah.
February 14th through the 16th at the Prince William Ice Center, the Potomac Patriots will be playing host for a showcase tournament that's going to be very exciting. 30-some-odd teams, Empire and Elite and the like, will be showing up at the Prince William Ice Center, and hopefully we'll work out something on a broadcast schedule. So, the schedule all around here, we see East Coast 4 games in a matter of 3 weeks. How about that, huh?
Yeah, we'll get to know East Coast pretty well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they put together. They were a fun team to match up with against Potomac last year.
Yeah.
Atlanta, they had a great squad. So did Hampton Roads. But there was something about Potomac and East Coast that I really enjoyed. They were on a similar plane in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw our closest matchups between mm-hmm. East Coast and. You don't like to call a blowout, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they got. And we got a couple of buddies down there that we'll catch up with when they roll into town here too.
Well, shout out to Brian Linzer down there at East Coast. he's always fun to talk to, and of course, Coach Jones as well. down in Hampton. We'll look forward to having him come up. I mean, we've been making good contacts with all these teams, and I mean, they're all exciting to watch play against the Potomac Patriots. So, and we do have a good fan base coming from the other teams as well, from their fans. So we do appreciate them tuning in from all the way down south to Atlanta and as far north as, well, of course, Hampton Roads, as we termed as the real Virginia. But yeah, this year I'm definitely looking forward to it, and it should be very exciting with the Empire and the elite teams at the Potomac Patriots. But just a reminder to folks that, yes, we will be broadcasting every home game this season, so definitely check out the schedule at crossicefeed.com/stream. That'll be where you can find the live stream, and also the schedule will be below the player, the stream player as well, so you can get yourself caught up and mark your calendars on when you can watch some live free action at Cross Ice Feed. And also, for our local fans, we will have the, capability for people to tune in to the broadcast while sitting in the stands. I know somebody did post on the Facebook that, wow, with modern technology, you'd think people still have portable radios. Well, I still think people do, somewhere in a junk drawer or something like that. Yes, it is the age of the iPod. I do digress that is true.
Think about it this way. If things get too cold in that arena for you, you can go in the lobby, because we're broadcasting to the lobby this year.
Yep, and in the cafe area, yep.
And I'm going to plug in the fact that if you can't make it to the arena or you're stuck in limbo somewhere, you can pull up the game on your smartphone through our website, and you'll be able to watch or toss it into the audio of your car as well. So, you know, we've expanded our capabilities of getting to know this team this year exponentially.
Yep. And we'd also like to welcome in our new member of the broadcast team. We're going to have John Baranowski joining us. He'll be worked into the broadcast as our in-game host, and he will also be doing some of the video editing for some of the segments you'll see on the broadcast. So stay tuned to welcome in John in the first broadcast next weekend against the Atlanta Junior Knights. So very exciting season coming up for not only the team but for our broadcast as well, as we continue to work with the Potomac Patriots. And definitely looking forward to a great season. Shrems, anything to finish out this first podcast here for the 2013-2014 season?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to next weekend, opening weekend against the Atlanta Junior Knights. Coach said 5:30, 8 o'clock will start.
Yep, you got it. 5:30 Empire, 8 o'clock Elite. You can see all the action live on crossicefeed.com/stream. And if you want to contact us during the games as well to, give us some feedback, give us some comments or what have you, or tell us where you're listening from or watching from, that's crossicefeed.com/contact for that information. So, Ashram's definitely looking forward to another great season. Of course, this will be our fourth season calling hockey together, is it not?
This is it. We've started, oh my goodness, 4 years ago at UMBC, and wheeled our way up to this point. So not too shabby, Mr. Stearns.
Keeping it going, keeping the dream alive.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, tune in next week as we'll have a recap with Coach Ziegler and players from this coming weekend's Hitman Showcase and get a preview of next weekend, when the Potomac Patriots, Empire, and Elite teams take on the Atlanta Junior Knights. This is David Stearns for Brian Schrems saying, take care, everybody, and as always, don't stop believing.